Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to continue to share with you on overcoming. We're talking about overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. Revelation 21, verse 7, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Well, we want to overcome because we want to inherit all things. We're going to be obedient to God's word. We want God to be our God. We want to be a child of God. Well, if you want to be his real son, Romans 8:14 says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, we want to be a real son of God. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. If you're not led by the Spirit of God, you may be born again, a child of God, but you're really not being a son of God as far as walking with Him and in fellowship with Him, being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to lead you and to guide you. And we're talking about reasons or hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. First of all, not being God inside-minded and focused on the Holy Spirit. If you're so absorbed in yourself and you're just thinking about what you want to do all the time, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. You need to be God inside-minded. Why? Because He's dwelling on the inside of you if you've received Him since you believed. 1 Corinthians 3:16, Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, and you are His temple. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? You're the temple, the living God. As God said, I'll dwell in them, I'll walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. You are to be one of the people of God. And how's this going to happen? Because He said, we're going to be led by the Spirit. He says, I will dwell in them and walk in them. The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you and walk in you and be God unto you. You know, many people have never received the Holy Spirit since they believed. You know, the Bible says that we receive the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation. We see that in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, Philip preached Christ to them. They got born again and they got baptized. Then Peter and John later heard about the fact that they'd been born again in Samaria, and they were sent to minister the Holy Spirit. They came down and prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. First you get born again and you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That comes from Jesus. Then you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, and He comes and dwells in that new Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we see also in Acts chapter 19, where it says, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? These guys were already believers. They didn't even know about any Holy Spirit. And Paul laid his hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Luke 11:13 says, How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Have you asked your heavenly Father to give you the Holy Spirit? You know, who does the asking? A believer. A believer, a son or a daughter of God. That's why it says you ask your heavenly Father. It doesn't say how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. It says how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Who's doing the asking? A person who has a relationship to God as his heavenly Father. So he's already a born-again child of God. Why would he ask his heavenly Father for the Holy Spirit? Because he needs to receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in him. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Don't just assume just because you're born again that you have the Holy Spirit. There's lots of born-again Christians that have never received the Holy Spirit because they didn't know that they needed to receive it subsequent to salvation. The Holy Spirit's been with you, but He is to be in you, and you can receive Him. Then when you receive Him, you will be more God inside-minded. Yet, you know, there's a lot of people that have received the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, and they're still not God inside minded. That's because they don't have their focus properly upon the Lord. And this is important. We've got to separate ourselves from things that would hinder us from walking in the ways of the Holy Spirit and being led by Him. This brings us to our second point, and that is having worldly ties. The Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world, Romans 12:2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. James 4:4 says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity, or being an enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If you are having worldly ties and you're a worldly type of person, God says you are an enemy with Him. It is important that you separate yourself and be not conformed to this world. Get the Word in you and be transformed. That brings us to the third point of a hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit, is not having the Word in your heart and in your mind and putting it first place in your life. Because the Holy Spirit is going to perform the Word. He's going to lead you and guide you in line with the Word. He's not going to lead you contrary to the Word. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's Word is inspired of Him. It's the more sure word of prophecy, 2 Peter 1:19. We need to take heed into that. That's like a light that shines in a dark place, the day star arising in our hearts, praise God. What's God doing with His Word? He's taking it and He's writing it in your heart and writing it in your mind. Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 says, this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws into their mind, and I'll write them in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. We already saw the fact that the Holy Spirit, who comes to dwell in us, wants to walk in us, He wants to lead us, and so He wants to be God to us. Well, how's that going to happen? It's going to happen because of the Word in us. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you in line with the Word of God. Hebrews 10:16 says, this is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. God is taking His Word. He's putting it and writing it in your heart and in your mind. And this is being done by the Spirit of the living God, who's writing it not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart, because you are the epistle of Christ. It's ministered by us, but it's by the Spirit of God who's writing it in your heart and in your mind. You got to get this Word in you. This Word's going to lead you wherever you go. It's going to keep you when you sleep. It's going to talk with you when you're awake, the Bible says in Proverbs 6:22. The commandments, the lamp, the laws, the light, it's going to lead you in the way of life. Now see, the Holy Spirit, He's going to lead you in line with the Word. You've got to check things out in line with the Word of God. Very important. The Holy Spirit's the Spirit of truth. Well, the truth's the Word of God. So He's going to be in line with the Word. He's going to guide you into all truth. He won't speak of Himself. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak things of Himself. Whatsoever He hears, that shall He speak. And He's going to show you things to come. He's going to glorify Jesus, because He's going to receive of the things from Jesus, and He's going to show it unto us. It is important that you get everything checked out in line with the Word. Remember those from Berea? They were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They searched the Scriptures daily to receive the Word with all readiness of mind to be sure it was so. Another point is we got to be sure we don't be moved by our feelings. We walk by faith, not by sight, or that which is revealed to the senses. The Holy Spirit does not use the flesh to lead you and guide you. The voice of the flesh is your feelings. Are you moved by the things that you feel? You have to always be looking at things by the way they seem, or the way they look, or the way you feel about them. That's not being led by the Holy Spirit. That's led by the flesh. We walk by faith, not by sight. Another point is you've got to learn to trust in the Lord. You certainly are not going to be led by the Holy Spirit if you're not trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll direct thy paths. You know, you've got to watch that you don't reason things out of the will of God by leaning to your own understanding and miss being led by the Holy Spirit. Just learn to acknowledge Him in all your ways. Know that He's going to direct your paths. Trust in Him with all your heart and follow and obey what He tells you to do. Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps." This is another important point that you're going to have to learn to follow the Lord directing your steps. You know, the Bible says the steps of the good man are ordered of the Lord. God has ordained steps for you to walk in. The Lord directs the steps. He may have put some things in your heart, and so your heart now is going to devise your way, but the steps to get see these desires of your heart come into manifestation are going to come from the Lord. God's going to lead you and guide you, and you've got to learn to be led by the steps that the Holy Spirit's going to direct you in. Let the Lord direct your steps. He will lead you step by step. The paths of the Lord that we're going to walk in step by step are going to lead you towards bringing forth the will of God, the promise of God, the desire of your heart into being in your life. 1 Samuel 14:7, the Bible says, "Do all that's in thine heart." He says, "Behold, I'm with you according to your heart." This brings us to another point. If your heart is not right before God, how are you going to be led by the Holy Spirit? It's not going to happen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him." God's looking at your heart. If you have bitterness in your heart, you have unforgiveness in your heart, you have unbelief in your heart, you have negativism, fear in your heart, then your heart's not right. And if your heart's not right, then how is the Holy Spirit going to be able to lead you? He is with you according to the things that are in your heart. It is imperative that you get your heart right with the Lord. If your heart's not right, then you can easily be led astray and not being led by the Holy Spirit. That's why you need to confess your sin, repent, and turn away from anything that's not of Him. You got to learn to deny yourself. Don't get so preoccupied with yourself and you're going to get all this negativism into you. Learn to have your heart right, deny yourself, keep your eyes upon the Lord, and listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't follow your feelings. Don't follow the flesh. Follow the Word of God and what the Holy Spirit is quickening you to do. And remember, He's going to lead you step by step. And you follow it, and you're going to see the Holy Spirit's going to take you into the will of God in your life. Do this and watch God move. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.